Welcome to the CEN show, the voice of the world community. Check out the previous shows from this podcast and our other show, Conscious Corner, with Professor Amin-Ra and Joe Hembrick. Let me show everybody the website. And this is going to be two ways, actually three ways you can access the shows. So I'm going to start with, I'll start with the website. So on the website, there's two ways you can access the podcast. Here's a list at the top of the homepage of the website. You can go in through the podcast right here, or you can scroll down on the homepage, and also you can enter the podcast there. These shows are, it's matter of fact, it's more than YouTube. We have about 200 shows on the podcast, and they're all audio. And then let me share the YouTube channel. Here's the YouTube channel. We have 195 videos. And as you can see, we have both the CEN show and Conscious Corner. That's on all platforms that we have. And we have a, we had a lot of great guests, and we have a lot of great guests coming up. And Professor Ra had Dr. Anthony Chamat on Monday. Then last week we had Aisha Blanchard Young, and then we have these community, Black community news forums, which are very informative. Professor Ra puts on a lot of, he brings up a lot of great topics, and he also go into teaching mode, which we love. All right, let's continue here. I am your host, Roski Mascani, and I would like to introduce the panel this evening. We have Professor Amin-Ra. We have my brother on here for the first time, Brother Reggie. We have my buddy Terrence on here for the first time. We have our usual brother Mashinda in Louisiana, and Terrence is in Oklahoma. We have Sister Aziza is back with us. She was on a lot last year. Now she's back with us. That's my niece. She was a guest on the show. And then we have also Sister Linda. Linda is one of our team members. She's responsible for having a lot of good guests on here. And we appreciate that a lot. And she also had a wonderful show about 2 weeks ago. All right. So tonight's guest is Ras Kassim Mascani, my grandson. I'm going to interview him. Ras Kassim Mascani is his given name that I gave him, and it means up for and right dwellings. Basically, the meaning is to live a just life. And both the names has the same meaning. Both names represent a life's goal of striving to live up to that meaning. So it's a tall task, but you know, we're willing to strive for it. And I had to give him that name also. So hopefully he comes into that realization as he grows. And he's 9 years old. So this should be really good. So good evening, Ras Kassim. How are you? And what would you like to share about yourself?
I'm good. And one thing I like to share about myself, I am from New Orleans, Louisiana. I moved here 5 months ago, I think. And I am 9 years old. I was born in October 13th, 2013.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Now what I did was I reached out to the community and I got questions from them. So I'm going to ask you the questions from the community, and we're going to start off with my buddy Iweze. He says, what do you want to be when you grow up and why?
I think I would really like to be an actor because I just like to act with my friends at recess at school, and I like to play and make stories with my cousins and my sister and my brother. And I think it's really fun to do those things, and yeah.
So you like to create scripts and things of that nature?
Yes.
With your sister and everybody?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Now, Ross Kasim is going to be one of our podcast hosts soon. So I'm going to be working with him pretty soon to have his own show. And so you're going to be getting some acting experience soon here. So that's pretty good. All right.
He'll become an influencer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
and actually, one of your cousins asked that question also, your cousin Taj. So here's another question from Iweze. What is your favorite school subject and why?
My favorite school subject is math. I really like math, and because I really like thinking, and I really like numbers. I really like adding, subtracting, multiplication, and division. I think it's
excellent.
Really
cool to do that. Yeah, go ahead. You have more to say?
No.
So that's it for that question?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I like you liking math because that's what I teach. So that's excellent. Here's another question from Iweze. If you could travel any place in the world, where would it be and why?
I think I will travel to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see like the Eiffel Tower, and I want to try some bread. And I heard they have really beautiful landmarks, and I really want to go there and explore it.
Paris. They say Paris in the spring, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. That's okay. Good. Okay, here's a question from Cousin Gary. What would make the world a better place?
That's a good question. Well, make the world a better place if people actually threw away the trash and not throw it into the ocean, and actually pick it up and take the time to pick it up and throw it in the trash and not just leave it everywhere.
You right about that, because when I see people just littering, I don't like that at all. So yeah, that would make the world a better place. It'll be cleaner, right?
Yes.
And then also the recyclers, to recycle the bottles and all of that instead of just throwing them in the ocean. All right, good. Okay, this is from my buddy Ronnie. I used to teach with him. He's retired now. He said, how do you intend to make a difference in society like your grandfather does on a daily basis?
Mm.
You like that one?
It's a hard question.
It's not hard. It may be a little challenge, but let me repeat it. Let me see if I can
paraphrase.
What can you do that will make things better in this society? Is that a good paraphrase there, Reggie?
I understood it.
And then Ross Kasim, he gave me a compliment because he said that I make a difference on a daily basis. I don't know how true that is, but that was a compliment for your grandfather here. But what can you do to make a difference? How can you stand out
in the world.
And make things better?
Maybe I can like put up signs to stop bullying at schools. And to make schools a happier place and for everybody to be friends and not bullying people.
That's good, yeah, because coming up in elementary school, we run across bullies. I've been bullied before. And then I also tried to bully, which I found out wasn't a good thing. So, yeah, we really need to be able to communicate better with each other. And bullying comes from a lot of misunderstanding, you know. So that's good. That's good. All right, this is from one of my kindergarten classmates. And she said, in the future, what jobs do you think that people do now will be done by computers and robots?
I think that chefs will be like, they will be made by robots. Like the food will be made by robots in restaurants and not by real people. And robots will be making all the food and stuff in the future.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's automated food makers, robots. Okay. Yeah, that's good. You're right. They may have machines making food. That is correct. I'm pretty sure they do that in some type of form now. That's excellent. All right. So this is from Terrence. He's on here because he didn't know if he was going to be able to make it, but he's here. What is your favorite sport you like to play or watch?
I like soccer because I really enjoy running and kicking the ball.
Oh, I'm on.
I love playing with teams. It's very fun.
I'm on a meeting here.
Good. Okay, so now the last question is from Terrence. What is your favorite thing to do?
I think my favorite thing to do is dance. I really like dancing. And yeah, I made an account on TikTok like a year ago, and I danced on it a lot, and I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed dancing.
Well, you probably get some of that from your grandfather because I'm an excellent dancer, in my opinion, and I love potlocking. I used to do that when I was a kid in the ninth grade on up, and I still potlock to this day. And there's a couple of guys on YouTube called the Less Twins, and they are excellent potlockers. So. Good. So now, William, I'm going to go around the panel, and I'm going to see if they have any questions for you or some comments. All right, we're going to start with Sister Aziza. Do you have any questions or comments for William? Roscasine?
Yes, I have both a comment and a question. I was going to say that's an excellent response when you said to you know, if everybody could pick their trash up and keep it clean, it really resonated with me because I don't know why people do it neither, but it would really help out everybody else if, you know, people wouldn't litter. And then I think you might have answered this question, but I was going to ask you what was your favorite hobbies, but you did mention dance, and I also like to dance as well. That's it.
Thank you, Sister Aziza. So is there any other things you like to do other than dancing?
I like to draw, and I love to sing.
Well, you are into the entertaining. Okay, good. All right. Let's go to Miss Linda. Miss Linda, questions or comments?
Oh, hey, William, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, you know, I have a 12-year-old, and she loves singing also. And another thing she loves is watching movies. So, William, what is your one of your favorite movies?
My favorite movies?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite movies is Sandlot. I really like that movie.
You say it's Sandlot?
Sandlot.
What is that about? Because I've never seen it.
It's about a boy named Smalls, and he joins this group of children, and like they like to play baseball, and like they have to like they find out the mystery of this dog, and it's like about their lives and how they became friends. They all became friends over the years.
I've seen that movie. It's a pretty good movie, Sandlot. Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. Okay, Miss Linda, anything else?
And you're probably like my daughter a lot because she loves to eat pizzas. Tell me a couple of your favorite foods.
Oh, yeah, I like hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I love popcorn. I love popcorn.
Have you ever had it with the cinnamon on the popcorn?
No, I haven't tried that.
Ask your mom, telling she might let you try that.
No. Cinnamon on the popcorn is so. Miss Linda, that cinnamon, it's just straight cinnamon. It don't have like a little sprinkle of sugar with it, or is just straight cinnamon?
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
Is it when it's a cinnamon on the popcorn? Do you add a little?
You're frozen.
Yeah, I was going to concur.
Oh, can you hear me? We have a few technical difficulties.
LA Zoo.
I went to the San Diego Zoo.
San Diego Zoo. What did you think about that huge zoo? What did you think about that? What was your favorite animal or whatever you saw there? What caught your attention?
I saw some tigers there, and it was really cool to see the tigers and the elephants. And I went on this thing, it's called a skyfari. It's like,
uh-huh,
like a zip line, kind of clearing, like,
and when you went to the zoo, did you go with your friends or your family or your classmates?
Oh, I went with my sister and my mom.
Oh, how cool. Yes.
Okay, I have went out for a minute there. It was technical difficulties this way. But I wanted to ask Miss Linda.
Yes.
When you do the cinnamon on the popcorn, do you add any sweetener to it or what?
No, normally we don't. We just have cinnamon it. And Zari likes it a lot.
I'm going to try that.
The different taste to it. And of course, she likes butter and cinnamon.
So butter, cinnamon, what about some salt?
Salt, no, we stopped sprinkling salt years ago.
Okay. And not even sea salt?
No, pink Himalayas. That's the only salt that we use since I had a stroke. No.
I concur.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, thanks for jumping in, Reg, with some questions when I was temporarily out.
Linda did great. She knew what to say. She asked all those right questions that nine-year-olds like. I love it.
Thank you, because I'm a mother and a grandmother.
Some of the words I was like lost. I was like, oh, look at William. He's handling it, no problem.
Okay. Terrence,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go with you, and then I'm going to get Terrence. Well, Terrence. I'll come back to you. Terrence, can you unmute?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you have any questions or comments? You already gave us two questions, but you can ask another.
No, I'm good. I'm good. He basically answers a lot of questions that
that was thrown out there. So,
okay, all right. Thanks for your questions, Mr. Terrence. All right, Brother Mashenda.
Good evening. What's going on, Brother Roscoe Scheme? Is it Roscoe Scheme or Roscoe?
Roscoe Scheme.
Roscoe Scheme. William, how you doing?
Doing good.
You're gonna have to talk to your, what is that? His great uncle?
Yeah, Uncle Reggie. Uncle Reggie. Yeah.
Hey, you gotta get his popcorn recipe. I believe he used to put pepper on it.
You got that right.
Yeah, brother. Hey, Reggie used to hook it up. Hey, I remember that.
Wow. Hey,
so I was younger than. Go ahead, Reggie.
I said nothing's a secret, right? You know all this old history. Don't tell everybody everything.
Oh yeah, right. Well, hey, I remember the popcorn. So you got to try you have to get your great uncle Reggie's popcorn recipe. They used to make excellent popcorn over there at the house. You ever been in William? You ever been in any plays?
Like a school play, William?
Yeah, school play. Have you been in a school play or any kind of play, drama?
No, I've been like in something I think it was in like pre-K and we had to do something. And I was one of the people that had to do it. And I held up a letter and I was like, my letter was S. So I was just like, I don't know what I said, but I said something holding up that S sign.
That's so cute.
Right. Well, that was a contribution. That was a start. You know, I think, you know, you something you might want to look into since you want to be an actor. I had a couple of siblings who were in drama. They played they were with the Paul Robeson Players back in the day and performed in some plays. That wasn't my thing, but I had brothers and sisters who were in plays and a brother that was in a couple of movies. And, you know, they were extra. He was an extra, but he made money, a little money. He was with the Screen Actors Guild. So do your research on that. You know, the Screen Actors Guild, it's an organization that protects, you know, the actors and, you know, make sure that you get paid and things like that. It's kind of like a union. But anyway, you know, start, you know, exploring, participating in more plays and drama and things like that. You know, find a little play group, you know, that's in your area, you know, that it's not a certain age group. I'm sure they can use kids your age to participate in plays. I think that'll be a good thing for you. And hey, I appreciate you coming on tonight. You're very articulate. You're very smart. And I just appreciate you coming on tonight. And you take care, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to Terrence because he said he had a question. I'm going to go to Uncle Reggie. All right, Uncle Reggie.
Great. So you want to be an actor and you like music and you like to dance. So you're in my arena. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you some fun questions, I think. So who's your favorite cartoon character? When you guys watch cartoons, what's one of your favorite that you remember, you always like and always will remember?
My favorite cartoon character. I watched a lot of cartoon shows and I loved a lot of characters.
Which characters do you like? Those who are funny, witty, well, what about an actor? Let's make it easy for you. Who do you have an actor that you want to be an actor? Do you ever look at a show and think, oh, I want to be able to do that, be like a Marvel character or something like that? What do you want to be as an actor since you like acting? What grabs you? What do you get excited about when you see it on TV? Oh, that's really cool. What comes across? What grabs you? When you want to be an actor, do you have a person that you have seen on TV acting that catches your attention and you go, oh, that's really cool. I think I want to be an actor because I see that person acting. Do you have an actor that you like? Do you have an actor that you like or know of one yet? You're still nine.
No, I don't have
Okay. Do you like reading? What do you like to read?
Are you talking about like what category?
Fun reading. What kind of things do you read and go, this is cool? Like, we grew up reading comic books, but we're old, or I'm old at least. What do you like reading? Anything that you read that's fun for you? I'm not talking about school books. You can read that too.
There is a book that I really like. I really like the series of the book. I read like four books of that series. And it's called Kid Spy, I think.
Kid Spy. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Say that again, mm-hmm. William. What's the title of it?
Kid Spy. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And music. You like music. You like to dance. What's your favorite music, or what music do you tend to like to dance to?
I like hip hop music, and I like pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like those kind of music that has like beats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you what is one of the songs that you like?
There is this song called Perfect that I like.
Oh. Who's the artist? You know the artist?
No, I always forget his name.
Yeah. Have you been to Universal Studios yet?
Yes, I have been to Universal Studios.
So what caught your attention there? What was really fun for you there?
There was this ride. It was called The Legend of the Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. I went on it like 5 times with my cousin Khalil.
Very good, very good. Have you seen The Lion King yet?
Yes.
Was that cool?
Yes, I like that.
Very good. So you get plays. Okay, that's all. I'm done.
All right. Thanks, Uncle Reggie. All right. I'm going to get to Professor Ron, then I'm going to come back to you, Terrence. All right, Professor Ron. You're on mute.
Bang Gani, everyone. It's an honor to ask you some questions, William. First of all, you know, acting entails a lot. A lot of people want to be things, but they don't want to do the work to be them. And the most important thing, as your uncle Reggie was saying, when he asked you, what'd you like to read? Reading and writing is very important to acting. So when you're in school, do you enjoy school?
Yes, I enjoy school.
I'm talking about doing the work. Do you enjoy learning, reading, and writing?
Yes, I like doing the work. It's just like when it's like, I'm okay with like kind of hard work, but when it's like very, very, very hard,
mm-hmm.
Like, I don't
want to
do this.
But the most important thing, Reggie, is love to learn, love to want to learn. And when you see something hard, make it easy by learning it. So it's very important that you realize the importance of education. To be a great actor, if you look at Denzel Washington, if you look at any of your major actors, maybe there's a few that didn't, but they all went to acting school after they graduated from high school or college. And it's something you learn to improve your acting skill. We all act role players in life. We either have children, we play the role of parents that we learn from our parents. But we're getting into theater arts, and that's what you're into, theater arts. Two kind of arts. There's fine arts, that's when you're drawing and painting, sculpturing, And then there's theater arts, and that's when you're singing, dancing, and acting. And you got to really, really have a passion for it. Want to be something is good, but do you really, really love acting and love preparing yourself, imitating other actors, learning different voices, and all those things that go with that? While you're young, because as Mashinda was saying, it's very important for you to get involved. Like kids who want to play basketball, they start playing basketball early. They get on teams, they travel, they get coaches, and you must pursue your dream or your wish or your vision of being an actor, because that's a great role. Because you got to give a message in your acting. Second, as far as your travels, that's good that you want to travel. The only time many of us ever get to travel is in our minds. We dream because it costs so much, and we never got a chance to get passports and go out the country when we were young. But hopefully that would happen. And it's good that you're concerned about the climate when you say people clean up, not just to keep the city clean, to keep the air clean, keep the water clean when people clean up behind themselves. So that's a part of being conscious about the climate. And you hear a lot about that because your generation is facing a very serious challenge with regard to climate change, because people didn't clean up. And they got so many cars in Los Angeles. It's very challenging breathing good air or seeing City Hall from Inglewood, downtown Los Angeles from Inglewood, and you're less than 10 miles away. The other thing is, you will never be 9 again. You know, I will never be 16 again. Take advantage of your young, you. Do you know what being young is for? Why are you young? Have anybody ever told you, asked you that question?
William? Roska Singh, is it on mute? Did you turn your volume down?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Did you hear the question he asked you?
Yes.
So why do you think you're young? That's the question he asked you.
I think you're young to like practice what you want to do first before you come in adult and actually trying to do what you want to do.
That's a good answer. The whole purpose of being young is to prepare to get old. Because you don't want to waste your time. That's why you have to pursue excellence in everything that you do. Be helpful around the house with your mother and with your loved ones. Don't have them picking up behind you. You pick up for yourself. Keep your room organized so you can find things. Most important, learn to study. The whole purpose of education is to study. Not just go to school, but study. Study is 80% of your education. And learning how to study will help you be a better actor and learn and be ahead. It's called maturity. And you want to be mature, young man. I mean, you don't want to think like a kid, another kid. Enjoy your youth, but at the same time, think responsible. Don't let nobody influence you to do things that your parents tell you not to do. The other thing is, when you come down to understanding life, and the challenges you're going to face as you go through life. as you grow. Remember that you're a Black young man in America. And that means that you are a model for other people to be. And what I mean by that is don't let no one tell you you're second class, you ain't gonna be nothing, and you ain't got no opportunities because you're Black. Don't let nobody discourage you. And the best thing you can be is a good person, a kind person. Stay away from drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, vaping. There's a scripture that your Uncle Reggie knows. It says, you may be in the world, don't be of the world. And you don't want the world to change you. You want to change the world. Your mother sent you there out. Come back better when you come home. Don't come back different and strange. Learn to be happy. Stay happy. Because there's going to be some rough times ahead. That's just the way life is. And then always put righteousness first. Some say, religious people say put God first. But put righteousness first. And don't be afraid to ask for direction and take advantage of your support. You got your Uncle Rashiki Rigo, your Uncle Reggie, Aziza. If you having any problem at school, you let them know. If anybody bothering you, bullying you, you got bag up. Do you hear me? You're on mute.
You're on mute, William.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, so be strong. And this is a great interview of you. And Rasha Key was right. You're brilliant. That means you shine. And so we just want you to stay brilliant. We don't ever want you to be unhappy, depressed, frustrated. There's no problem that you can't handle. Okay? All right, then. Good. All right, Rashiki.
Appreciate that, Professor Ra. Now, Ras Kassim, you see that we are all here to support you. You have, like he said, you have your Uncle Reggie. You have your cousin Aziza, you got brother Mashinda, you got Professor Ra, you got brother Terrence, and you got sister Linda. You have people that will help you through your life. And you know, I always talk to you about some things. And if you ever need different opinions, you have people you can contact. So you have support, you keep doing a good job. Now, when you make mistakes, you need to also acknowledge that it's wrong, and then you always look to do better the next time. And you spoke about bullying. Now, you got to make sure you don't bully. You got to make sure you don't do the things that you don't want people to do to you. And keep up the good work. And Professor Ra said a lot of important things there, which everybody else did also. And a key thing that will help you in life is studying and being an excellent, exceptional student. That will help you. And I appreciate you coming on here, being brave and taking the initiative to do this. And then also, you're going to be doing your own show. So we're going to work on that. And just keep doing well in school, and everything is going to be all right. So what we're going to do is, we still have a few minutes. Do anybody else have a comment or question? Terrence already told me that the question that he was going to ask was already answered. Mm-hmm. Anybody, any last words from anybody?
Yeah. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, I was going to ask him William, do you have anything for us? Because I know this is a lot. Do you have anything that you want to ask? Yes, because you have all these adults talking to you. You have a question that you want to ask any of us?
Yeah, William, you have any questions for everybody on here? Because I think the youngest person on here is about 40.
I am.
That's right.
So, William, you have any questions for any of us? That was excellent, Linda.
Thank you. And one other thing I want to tell William, because he said a lot. And thank you, William, because you made my night. And the thing is, readers are become leaders. If you don't remember anything else, remember that readers do become leaders.
Good.
And next time you come on, William, please bring some of your script, because you say you like drawing scripts. Maybe you should show us some pictures of things that you do.
Yep, I can share them.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you have any questions for any of us? You can pick anybody and ask them, or you can pick all of us.
Okay.
You don't have to, but if you want to, you can.
Okay. I'm going to ask all of you a question.
Okay, good.
What do you like to do when you wake up in the morning?
Okay, let's start with Linda. What do you like to do when you wake up?
Okay, William, thank you. William, first thing I wake up in the morning is I have a daily thought that I read. And then after that, I have a things to do list, because I write down everything what I need to do for the whole day. And then I get my child up for school and get her up and get her ready for school, or make her get up. So since you asked, William, what do you do when you get up in the morning?
So the first thing I do, if it's a school day, I get up. I don't have enough time to feed my dog, because my sister has to do it, because I need to get ready. Mm-hmm. Very early. I get dressed in my school clothes, which I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do this. I get like a muffin pack, and mm-hmm. I eat. And then I put on my jacket, and then I go to my mom's car,
mm-hmm.
go to school.
Okay. Well, let's go around. Sister Aziza, what do you like to do when you get up in the morning?
Usually when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, it may sound weird. I should have other balances and checks in place, but I immediately gargle and brush my teeth. I don't know if that's OCD, but and then Paris is usually right behind me. So we just usually get up, and that's the first thing we do. It's almost like a coffee for me. And then from there, I go ahead and start getting Paris his breakfast together, and then get him ready, you know, so he can be to school on time. That's pretty much all that I do when I wake up in the morning. I mean, and once I get him straight, then I move on to myself and get me cleared, you know, to do whatever it is I need to do for the day.
Okay. Excellent. Terrence?
Well, I get up in the morning. First of all, I meditate for a little bit, you know, for about 20 to 30 minutes. Then I get on my treadmill and do about 30 to 45 minutes on my treadmill. And get ready for work. That's about it.
Okay. Meditation. All right. Reggie?
Well, you asked the question. First of all, when I get up in the morning, brush my teeth. I drink 16 ounces of water every single morning. Then as I finish that, I do whatever. And then I also say, what am I grateful for every single morning. I'm grateful for just getting up. My mom's okay. God's great sisters and brothers. I have all these things. And that's it.
Modern technology, folks. I was out again, but I'm back. It came back faster this time. Brother Mashinda?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Monday through Friday, I get up around 5:30 every morning, sometime a little earlier. I have to be to work at 7:30. So basically, I check the weather because out here, you never know. Like tonight, it's going to be pretty cold in the morning. So I get the weather report, you know, just to make sure that, before I leave out, you know, like tonight or not, I think it's tomorrow, it's going to be freezing. It's going to be like 29 degrees one of these days coming up. So I'm constantly checking the weather during this time of the year. So I can, protect the plants and pipes and things like that. You know, it's a challenge with that sometimes, but cook breakfast. You know, sometimes I get up and cook breakfast, or breakfast is prepared for me, at early. So about 6:30, I'm pretty much getting ready to roll, and say 7 o'clock, I'm out the door. On the weekends, get up in the morning, go walking. William was talking about a clean world. My wife and I have been, going walking pretty regularly on the weekends and some weekdays, but mostly weekends, where we walk through the neighborhoods and down main streets with I'll carry the bucket or something like that. And we have litter sticks and we pick up paper and clean up, it's a relatively clean city, but overall there's still litter. People throw stuff out the car, Taco Bell wrappers, whatever, whiskey bottles. People, some people don't care. So we decided over the last, last year, we go out and as much as we can and try to clean up litter and things like that. And hopefully we're kind of a role model for others to see that they need to take a little more pride in where they live, things like that. So, but anyway, that's about it. Do my work day and come home. And of course, there's always something to do. But, a routine, a basic routine. And so that's what it is. It's life, you have your routines in life. And we try to be pretty consistent with what we do. And preparation is everything. You got to prepare and be ready. And that's it. So nice talking with you. Nice hearing from you. And thank you for your questions. And you have a good life. And I'm sure we'll talk again. So you take care.
I'm mute, William. Did you hear him?
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'll go before Professor Ra. One thing I do like Reggie is I get up and I drink my water. Now, it may not be 16 ounces, but I do drink some water. I was told by my naturopathic doctor is the best thing to do is get up and drink water to get your kidneys going. So that's something that I do. And then I think it's excellent that Brother Mashinda go out and pick up paper. My neighbor does that, like on our street. And then I try to follow suit. If I see paper around near the house or whatever, I'll pick it up. But I think that's a good practice to kind of be a model for other people. And then Brother Terrence said he meditates. I think that's an excellent thing to do. And everybody on here has a routine. I have a routine in the morning. And that water routine is so we're sustaining life, William, when we get up in the morning. So let's see what Professor Rye got to say.
Again, excellent question.
Yeah, great.
I appreciate what you asked, if I understand it correctly. The first thing I do is thank God or thank the Creator, blessing me to get up. I mean, that's very important. And when you get older, you don't think about it when you're young. But when you get older, I used to wonder why when you say hello to old folks, they say, you know, I'm blessed. And I thank God I'm here. I didn't think I'd be saying that. But you get, I'm 74. And so the first thing I do is thank the Creator for blessing me for getting up. Then I plan my day, but I always plan my days the nights or the weeks before, because you'll forget them when you get older. And you go through a bunch of changing. So I always say it's a good day to struggle. Struggle to be the best that you can be, because it's always going to be a challenge. Then you do the hygiene thing, exercise, and you walk and you talk. And you do different things. As Rasha T said, we all got routine. But I'm on dialysis, so I have to change every other, I go 3 days a week to get a treatment to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I'm grateful, because there's some people that, you know, they in worse shape than me, terminal, they're in hospice care. And when you drive, when you walk around, you realize how blessed you are, William, to have a nice home, to be able to choose what you want to eat. And when you see people on the street, those are lessons. Those are lessons. And what I look for, as old as I am, is new lessons about life. So I read sometimes. Sometimes I look at the television. Sometimes I call people that's close to me. I may call Roscoe, I may call Linda. And we talk about all kinds of things while I'm going on. Where I'm on dialysis, or I check on all my family members. You know, call them, make sure they got up. You understand? And then I just get up and I read some Black information about Black people. See what's going on in the world. I want to know what's going on in the world all over, because you just want to learn. The whole purpose of eyes, nose, mouth, legs, is to help you be a better person. That's why there's no reason for you not to be a straight A student. That's going to win you scholarships. That's going to win you admiration and respect. When you're doing great things, your Uncle Reggie and your Uncle Rasha T, as soon as they see you, they're going to reach in their pocket and give you something. And because you're doing good. If you're doing bad, they're going to turn their back. So always be excellent. And have your mother and your loved ones say, oh, he's getting straight A's. Oh, he got the perfect attendance award in school. Oh, can you come and watch him in this play? He's in a play. Oh, he's playing ball. And they'll come see you as long as you're a good kid. But if they're not going to come to see you stand on the corner with your friend or smoke a cigarette or vape. So I always think about things like that for myself, and I'm 74, not to do nothing, to be a bad role model or image to my kids and other kids that see me. You understand? That takes a lot of discipline and struggle. Okay, Rasha T.
All right, Professor Ra, that's my grandson.
You said, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got 12 of them. You know, I got 12 of them, so you know I know. I get confused.
It's all good. All right, folks, look, it's been wonderful. William, I really appreciate you coming on here. And I'm looking forward to you and your podcast show. We're going to work on that. So you get ready. Make sure you stay good and do the best you can in school. And like Professor Ross said, you help out around the house, make sure you clean up after yourself and you clean your room up and all of that. You'll see a difference in things too. If you're doing the right things, you'll see the difference and you'll see the rewards that you're going to get. Uncle Reggie is going to be passing out money for good grades.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't have right. Work for you.
What you say, Sister Aziza?
I said, parents don't have no report card yet. I'm working on one.
Okay, well, that's right. We are, I already put Uncle Reggie to the challenge for that. But I wonder if people paid attention. But okay, well, look, we're going to end here. I appreciate everybody coming out this
evening. Just yes, one sir. One.
Yes.
When me and Brother Reggie was young, they used to have a bubble gum called Bazooka.
Yes.
And they used to have baseball cards on them.
Yes.
And we never kept the cards. And we wish we had them. They're worth money now. Even Nintendo games that we gave our kids before, we didn't keep them. Now they're worth money. Keep your toys, keep them in the box, put them up. Save them. They become antiques. When you get older, you never know. Somebody want to bid on them who's a toy collector, a Nintendo collector, and you have a game that is in good shape. Next thing you know, you can make some money off of it. But just take care. Be grateful for everything that people get you and buy you, your clothes, your toys. Put them up, keep them organized, and keep them just as new as you bought them. That's about it, Rotsky.
Excellent. All right.
You hear that, William?
Yeah, I heard that.
Ross Kasim, make sure you take care of your stuff. Okay, so we're going to end here. Again, appreciate everybody coming out.
Thanks, William. Willie.
So now, next week, guest, we're going to have Brother Quabenah come back on. That's Brother Quabenah. Sakiti Jujaga Rasuli. He's been on with us twice, and each time he comes on, it's a real exciting show. And so I'm looking forward to that. He wants to talk about the NBA handed down, they wanted Kyrie Irving to meet these six objectives that they have for him. So Brother Bob and I said that we're going to have some things for the NBA. We're going to have five things for the NBA to uphold too. So that's going to be very interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. Professor Rob, we have anything for Monday?
I'm pretty sure we're going to have Damian Goodman if he's out of the Mer Park and he's the president of the Crenshaw Subway Commission that's tried to block the train and tried to buy the Crenshaw Mall and talk to him or either somebody from Black Lives Matter. I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll call him.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Professor Rob. Okay, everybody. Conscious Corner and each one teach one. Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. Great job.
Thanks. Bye.